Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. Of course, we're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And we have a very special guest, of course, joining us today. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know everything's pretty crazy, pretty busy nowadays. So really appreciate your time. Now, what we wanted to do was just to talk to you, of course, about your experience with virtual leverage here in CyberBacker. But before we do that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about what you do, Jason? What business are you in?
Well, we are mainly running a real estate team right here in Houston, Texas. So, and then I do have a financial team as well.
So. Wow. So real estate, finance as well. So how long have you been doing this, Jason?
We are doing real estate about 11 years total.
Wow, 11 years in total in the business. That's a lot of experience right there. How about working with people who are virtual? Virtual teammates, just like your cyber backers. Is this a first time for you?
This is definitely the first time, yes.
First time. So how long have you been working with both cyber backers?
I believe we had our first CyberBacker, Chris, that was 2 years ago.
2 years.
Almost 2 years. Okay. I think December is going to be 2 years.
Wow. So 2 years now, basically in total partnership with CyberBacker. Talk to me about that transition phase. You mentioned this is your first time. So I'm guessing there could be a transition phase. Or was it a big change for you now working with teammates who are virtual?
Oh, definitely. So when I started as a single solo agent, right? And then I start adding more agents on my team, start creating a team. And then we were actually looking for help because as a team, we have a lot of paperwork, a lot of things that we need, a second or, three or four people helping us out in terms of their backend supports. So then we start thinking of are we going to hire a person, a live person, comes to our office daily, or are we leveraging this to a CyberBacker? So I'm looking at the pros and the cons, and then we decided to go with CyberBacker.
There we go. So decided partner with CyberBacker then. Now, I want to know more, of course, about the people that you work with, especially your CyberBackers. Can you tell me something about them? What's it like to be working with both of them every day?
Definitely. We have a great experience so far with both of our CyberBackers. Chris is our first hire. She's always on point. She's always there for us. And if I text her, if it needs anything, I'll text her or message her. She replies instantly. So, I don't have to wait for, a couple of hours later. She's always responding to us. So, and then all the tasks that we set out, she is absolutely on point. She got everything done for us on time. So that's just amazing.
All right. So how about your second side? We're by Axel. Is that right?
Yep, Axel is my second. He's mainly doing the cold callings. So that's why we so we leave him alone a lot of times because we don't want to bug him. He's on the calls every mornings for us, so making calls for us, cold calling, circle prospecting, expires for several owners. So that's his main job. Mm-hmm. And then I will bug him a little bit in the afternoon in terms of the admin work, the dot loop, and those items that I needed in the afternoon. So, and he's actually, I just texted him a couple minutes ago. So,
all right. So, shout outs to both CyberBacker, of course, Chris and Axel. Hope you're listening to the episode. Now, how about the partnership? I'm quite curious about that because this is your first time to work with people who are virtual, and your first one is now going on your second year by December. So how did you make this a successful partnership between you and both CyberBackers, Jason?
It's been amazing so far. A lot of times, like I said, we have other agents in the office asking us as well and said, how is my cyberbacker working out for us? And I told them the same thing. It's absolutely amazing. So at the beginning, we kind of hesitated because how do we communicate with our cyberbackers? How do we get all the tasks, you know, across so that way everyone's on the same page getting things done? And I think that's the myth that everyone was like, you know, they're not here. How can we communicate? How do we do all this stuff together as a team? So, and then as we hired cyberbacker, and they start getting a little easier because we have everything, you know, on email, text, messenger. Yeah. So you can do all that. It's not like you don't need the person actually here with us every single day to help out. So that's a great, great, great partnership so far. And of course, you know, as a team grow bigger, we definitely look into hiring more. So.
Wow. That's going to be very exciting. Of course, adding more cyberbackers to the team. Also, I agree with what you mentioned earlier. A lot of avenues of communication, I think, is very important. Like what you mentioned earlier, I think there are a lot of tools that we can use nowadays. For example, Zoom, just like what we're doing now. Also, there's social media. There's other stuff with a lot of avenues for communication. Now, how about trust? Again, that's something that we get a lot here at Cyberbacker. How do you start to build trust with someone that you're working with, who's not in the same office, who's not in the same country even, someone who's virtual?
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Cyberbacker, we have known or heard about you guys for a long time already. So the trust is already there. Mm-hmm. We know that you, for me, even my teams or anyone on my teams, when we set out a task, if the task is completed, by certain time frame, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the trust. You build that. Our cyberbackers accomplish those things for us. So that's the trust right there too, right? You don't have to worry. You don't have to, as we call it, micromanaging.
Oh yeah.
Right. So we don't need that. We don't, in this day and age, we don't need that. As long as that your cyberbacker working with you and responding to everything that you needed in timely manner, I think that's the trust. So yeah, that's
absolutely true. I totally agree with what you mentioned. I think trust also builds with time. You don't really get that right away, but of course you have to trust during the beginning, just giving that trust that they will do a good job. They will be able to handle everything that you throw at them, right? I think that's part of it. Now, how about challenges? I'm not asking that we talk about the challenges that you've had with your cyberbacks. For example, a challenge comes up in the partnership. How do you address it with your cyberbacks?
You guys have a team already with all your cyberbackers. So if I need anything that needs to be addressed, and then we have your contact information. So we just email out and said, can you help me with this? Can you, do we need more trainings on this department? And you guys, you know, respond back and say, sure, we can train our cyberbackers a little bit more. So it's there for us to use.
Yes, of course. Here in Cyberbacker, once you have your own cyberbacker, of course, helping you in the business, there will be a team specific of cyberbackers as well that would support that, to make sure that this partnership would work out. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Jason. You've been working and been partnered with Cyberbacker for almost two years now. What's been the biggest benefit of working with Chris, working with Axel?
Certainly time, leveraging on my time. So that's a huge, huge plus for us, right? All the admin works, Chris and Axel taking care of those for us and let us as an agent to be in front of more sellers and buyers or clients, right? Mm-hmm. We out here to do sales instead of just sitting back and do paperwork. So that's the model everyone has to follow in terms of, you know, it doesn't have to be real estate, but anything other teams, if they need that support, the back end support, you guys have it there and you can help us achieve those.
Yes. Already a lot of success in the past 2 years. I mean, almost 2 years working together, of course. Now, something to look forward to, more growth in the future. Now, before we go, though, obviously, Chris and Axel are going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online. So would you want to give them a quick message or a short message you'd like to give out to them?
Definitely. Thank you so much, Chris and Axel. As part of our teams, like I said, our teams is a little dysfunctional at times. And you guys out there helping us out. And then As always, thank you so much for all the support. We work as a team. So like I said, if there's anything that you guys need from us or anything that we need to do better at our end, let us know. We do that too, right? Not just your end, but our end. We got to do how do we provide or how we give you the communications that you can help us, faster or better. So let us know as well too.
Yo, that's a sign of a great partnership right there. Just again, helping each other out. We're very excited to see your continued success with both Cyberbackers, of course. And again, Jason, thank you very much for giving us your time here today. I had fun talking to you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.